I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about this passage of scripture today coming from Jeremiah 31, where God says, I'm going to turn their mourning into joy. I'm going to turn their mourning into joy. So lately we've been talking about this word turn, to turn or to convert. Jesus says, if they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, then I would heal them. We talk about there's some verses in Deuteronomy that say that prosperity comes after turning to the Lord. Times of refreshing come from turning to the Lord. This idea of turning or conversion, we talked about when we practically do things. For example, writing out gratitude or speaking gratitude versus just thinking it. There's a turning, there's a conversion that happens where it turns into something different. Helps us to remember and not forget. Now, we're also getting into this time of the year. We're in early March right now, and we've got the Feast of Purim coming up, which is a reminder of God turning the tables. In the Feast of Purim, we see that the Jewish people were in mourning. They're about to be destroyed. But God turns the tables, puts them into control, gives them the upper hand, and it comes on their enemies instead. He turns their mourning into joy. So I've just been thinking about these concepts, and I was reading last night in Jeremiah 31, and this is actually the subtitle of the chapter, Turning Mourning into Joy. It just kind of resonated with me with the things we've been talking about lately. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our mind and remembrance and put something physical with it that we do to help us remember. I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, physical body together. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until the death is proven. So in a way, communion is an activation of all these benefits found in the new covenant, where all the promises in Christ are yes and amen. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every day when we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord. Just that deep honor and reverence and respect and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus and all that God and Jesus were willing to do to connect us back to him. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine themselves or judge themselves before taking communion. And then after our time of communion, we're talking about practical physical workout advice. Because I truly believe physical exercise is one of the greatest ways to practice applying our faith, to receive this grace by faith and get that grace flowing through us and experience God doing the work while we rest. We rest in our soul and allow God to do the work through us. Physical exercise can teach us about that process. And then once we understand it, we can practically apply it into all the other areas of our lives as well. So let's get started with our prayer. And then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. In heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities and make the most of them. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so let's go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? This is a time to examine ourselves here, because we have to have this eternal perspective with God, but it's got to be brought back into today. It's got to impact our day today, the things that we do, the decisions that we make, the actions that we take today. This is where we talk about executing our four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy and some fun into these fundamentals today. So our first fundamental, let's get positioned in the light today. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. To take our position in the light today, we're going to take our position in humility. Because it's the humble that are given grace. It's the humble that are exalted and promoted. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with ourselves. And we're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to take our position in love today, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best about others, keeping no record of wrong, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. And we're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today, one of the greatest expressions of faith. One of the easiest ways to maintain our positioning, keep our positioning all day today, is to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Why? Because God can turn our mourning into joy, is one reason. When we take our position in the light today, we're stepping into Christ. We're stepping into love, into Christ. And God has taken everything that he has, and he's given it all to Jesus because he was deserving of it. But we get to be in him today. So this day today, his spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his kingdom, his mind, his wisdom, his health, his energy, his purpose, his time and finances, it's all available today. He's given us access to everything he has. So first we have to get our position in it. Then we got to start to magnify it, to magnify this light. Because Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more and more of all those good things he has through us. And it's all about what we're focused on. Where's our focus and attention throughout the day? What are the things that we are meditating on consistently? When I think of meditation, I think of constant repetition. What are the things that we're doing repeatedly over and over and over again? What are we talking about? What are we thinking about? What are the consistent patterns that we have? So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our right standing in Christ. We've got peace with God. We've got his blessing and favor today. We can magnify every good thing that he's put within us and whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. We can magnify all that's already going well, all that God's already done for us in our lives. This is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring them into the light and to magnify God as bigger than those problems. I always think of David and Goliath. Everybody else is magnifying the size of the giant. They're magnifying the size of Goliath. But David looks Goliath in the face. and magnifies God as bigger than him. But God does give us the choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, bitterness, unforgiveness, venting, complaining, magnifying the size of the issues and the problems, trying to do it all on our own rather than relying and trusting on God to flow through us and resting in him. And that's where we're going to recognize the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness or we're magnifying darkness, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to snap at them, to withhold good things we know to do, to avoid them or give them the silent treatment. Because they did that to me, they said that to me, they said that about me. But that's not the way of love. That's not the way of grace. It's not giving other people the same love and grace that God has given us. And then there'll be this heaviness and pressure on the inside, like it's all sitting on you, like it's all resting on you. Might have feelings of hopelessness or helplessness or powerlessness. Like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big signal of this. Another big symptom of this. It's like a black hole just begins to suck the energy right out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. Confusion, and we get stuck in these vicious cycles and bad patterns. But when we take our position in the light, there is this rest in our soul. And when we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless because we've got his peace and his joy and his energy and his spirit and his power, his mind and wisdom all begin to flow. The weight just lifts off of you on the inside. And now all of a sudden we've got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we pay attention to those symptoms and we recognize them, that wait a minute, I'm off track right now. I'm out of position. I'm magnifying the wrong things. It only takes a moment to turn it right back around and get right back into the light again. How do we do it? I think it starts with humility. We humble ourselves. Father, forgive me. I'm missing it right now. I'm off track right now. Forgive me. We receive that forgiveness from him. We let that grace and forgiveness flow to ourselves. We forgive ourselves. Then if we need to reconcile with anybody else, we take steps. We say we're sorry, whatever we got to do. Then we just start praising and thanking him for his grace and his goodness and his love. And you'll feel the shift on the inside instantly. The weight will lift off of you. Your energy levels will rise up. You'll feel the peace and the joy and the love just begin to wash over you on the inside. There'll be this lightness and this rest in your spirit and in your soul. And then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day God's trying to lead us and train us and guide us. But we got to stay tuned into him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start by writing out, what are some things I'm grateful for? Helps to get our positioning in the light. And then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Then it's good to do some examination of ourselves. How did I do today? How was my positioning? Where was my focus? What was I magnifying? Any adjustments that I need to make? And then I like to ask this question, God, what were you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen for a few minutes. And whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write that down and record our journey with God. Getting it out of your head and onto the paper. Like we talked about, turning it into something physical. Out of your head and onto the paper is a key step in this. Don't overlook the importance of getting it out of your head and onto the paper. Then we got to stay tuned in today. As we go throughout the day, God's going to navigate us and course correct us around some things. But we got to stay plugged into him. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? Just slow down for a minute or two. It doesn't take long. Just get plugged back into him again. And then the last thing I like to do in my journal is plan out the upcoming day with God. And what I've learned to do is stick with what I know to do today. I found sometimes I was getting ahead of God. Because I would ask him for wisdom and guidance and instructions on what to do next. But often I wouldn't wait for him to show me, and I would get out ahead of him, and it would cause mistakes. I would have to redo things over it again, wasted time. Then on the other side, there were things that I knew to do, but I was procrastinating on them for whatever reason. And so what I've learned to do is, what do I know to do today? What do I know needs to get done? Write out that to-do list, whatever's in my conscience, anything I've been procrastinating on, anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do and I know to take action on. Make out the plan, and then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, because this is the day that the Lord has made. First thing in the morning, we're going to get connected to him, start praising and thanking him, start magnifying him. Then we're going to walk out that plan together with him today with a willing heart, with a good attitude, and full confidence in him. He's right there with us every step of the way, helping us to execute this plan. And when we get to that place of confidence, faith and confidence are very related. When you get to that place of the confident faith, this grace begins to flow through us. And when that grace flows, he begins to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic, and it just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. Let's take a look at this passage of scripture today. This is Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 11 through 14. It says, "For the Lord has ransomed Jacob. He has redeemed him from hands that were too strong for him." So we ever find ourselves in a position where it just seems like we're stuck and we can't get out. We're in something that's too powerful for us to break free from in our own strength. Sometimes that happens. "They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord." That says covers. There's a C on there. "Over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd, their life shall be like a watered garden, and they shall languish no more. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy, and I will comfort them, and give them gladness for sorrow. I will feast the soul of the priest with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, declares the Lord." Just some beautiful promises for us to receive today. So we're going to be taking communion over this, receiving this from God today. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you, for this opportunity in this communion to just simply remember, as you're with us, that Jesus is with us and all that he did to connect us back to you. And we're just so grateful for that. And we thank you that when it seems like we're in a position that we're not strong enough to get out of on our own, you can turn our mourning into joy, give us comfort, and give us gladness for sorrow. And that we're going to be satisfied with your goodness, with your abundance and your goodness. We're just receiving this from you today, Father. Help us to walk in this. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. He wants to turn our mourning into joy. Give us gladness for sorrow, so we're satisfied with his goodness. We can be radiant over the goodness of the Lord. Father, we just thank you for these amazing promises. We thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light and makes this all possible. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, let's talk about some practical workout stuff here. So something I've been experimenting with lately, we have our daily communion workout, which is a consistent daily workout. Pretty much the same thing every day. Now, there's going to be a little bit of variety, some ebb and flow from day to day. And one of the things that I've started doing, and if you want to get access to this workout, if you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, you get on our email list there. When you get the daily communion meditation emails, there'll be a workout attached to them at the bottom. But something I've been doing is on the low days, sometimes there's days when you just don't have it. Sometimes there's days when you don't have the same energy, the same whatever. And you go into those days and you're trying to just get something in. What I've learned to do on those days is to add in some variety. We have a consistent workout, but we need some opportunities to add in some variety at times. And so we have to have this balance of consistency and a lot of repetition on the basics, but also having some variety. And so what I've started doing is on the low days, I'll pick a little bit lighter weight than normal. And on those low days, I will vary the exercise slightly. Because I once came across a study. It talked about one of the biggest predictors of avoiding injuries was the number of exercises that you do, the number of exercises that you know and do. And to change up an exercise can be often be just as simple as changing up your grip, the angle of something that you do, your foot stance, like where your feet are positioned, how you execute the exercise, just little variations in that. For example, on the deadlifts, I might normally use a regular stance on the deadlift, feet shoulder width apart, hands out outside my legs and just standing up. But on the low days, I might lighten up the weight a little bit. I might experiment with my feet out wider, my hands inside my knees. Other days, I might bring my feet in closer with my hands out really wide. And just varying the foot position, the hand position, and just working slightly different angles of the muscles and supporting that. And sometimes the variety leads to some great progress because it builds up some of the muscles that maybe weren't getting worked as much on those other days. But when you do that variety, you don't have to go super heavy. Focus on feeling the different muscles working and those types of things. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.